Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for the Bank of NT Butterfield & Son Limited, or NTB, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a Bermuda-based bank with a strong foothold in wealth management, trust services, and banking across the Caribbean and other international markets. Operating in the financial services sector, specifically within the banking industry, they've carved out a niche in catering to high-net-worth individuals and institutional clients. With a solid employee base and a history of serving niche markets, they're a player worth watching. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this bank tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investor's lens. So, let's get into it and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we jump into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent vibes around the Bank of NT Butterfield & Son Limited. Performance-wise, they've shown some interesting moves over the past few periods. Over the last month, their stock has been trending with decent momentum compared to broader market dips, and over a six-month horizon, they're holding steady with gains that outpace some peers in their industry. But it's not all smooth sailing. There's been some volatility in the shorter term, like over the past week, which might spook short-term traders, but could be noise for us long-term folks. On the news front, there's buzz around their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, which dropped some key insights into their financial health and strategic direction. They're talking up strong revenue growth and improved margins, but there are whispers of caution around geopolitical risks and economic headwinds. So with that backdrop, let's unpack the full picture through our SWOT analysis and see where this bank stands. Strengths: solid financial performance. Let's start with the good stuff. Looking at their income statements, the Bank of NT Butterfield & Son Limited has been posting consistent revenue growth year over year. Their gross profit margins are healthy, as seen in the latest metrics, with a gross profit margin that signals they're managing costs well for a bank of their size. Net income has also been trending positively, which is a green flag for long-term stability. Strong return metrics. Digging into their key ratios, their return on equity, ROE, is impressive, showing they're generating solid returns for shareholders. Their return on invested capital, ROIC, also stands out, indicating efficient use of capital, something we love to see as investors looking for sustainable growth. Niche market positioning. Their focus on wealth management and trust services in specific regions like Bermuda and the Caribbean gives them a unique edge. As highlighted in their company profile, they're not just another generic bank. They've got a targeted client base of high net worth individuals, which often translates to higher margins and stickier customer relationships. Positive cash flow. From the cash flow statements, their operating cash flow is robust and free cash flow yield is looking attractive. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in the business, pay dividends, or weather any storms. Key for us long-term investors who value financial resilience. Dividend consistency. Speaking of dividends, their latest dividend yield is competitive within the sector. For income-focused investors in our audience, this is a nice perk, showing they're committed to returning value to shareholders. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While banks often carry leverage, this level could limit flexibility if interest rates spike or if economic conditions tighten. It's something to keep an eye on, especially for risk-averse investors. Geographic concentration risk. Their heavy focus on specific regions like Bermuda and the Caribbean, while a strength in terms of niche expertise, also means they're exposed to localized economic or regulatory shocks. If something goes south in those markets, their balance sheet could feel the heat. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, it's not exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, they're trading at a premium. Even the forward PE ratio, while slightly better, suggests the market has already priced in a lot of growth. For value hunters among us, this might give pause unless earnings keep beating expectations. Short-term volatility. As I mentioned earlier, their stock performance over shorter timeframes like the past week shows some choppiness. While this isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, it does hint at potential sentiment swings that could test your patience if you're watching the ticker daily. Opportunities, revenue growth potential. Let's talk upside. Their revenue by geographic segments shows they've got room to expand further into existing markets or even tap new ones. If they can replicate their success in other high-net-worth hubs, there's a clear path to scaling up top-line growth. Strategic M&A potential. In their Q2 2025 earnings call summary, management hinted at keeping an eye on mergers and acquisitions, though they're playing it cautious due to geopolitical uncertainties. If they pull off a smart acquisition, it could diversify their revenue streams and boost market share, something that could drive the stock higher over the long haul. Industry tailwinds. The broader financial sector has been seeing some positive momentum over the past year, with performance metrics showing gains across the board. If interest rates stabilize or trend favorably for banks, Butterfield could ride that wave, especially with their strong ROE positioning them as a standout. Operational efficiency gains. Their earnings call also emphasized efforts to streamline operations and improve margins further. If they can keep cutting costs while growing revenue, as suggested by their net profit margin trends, that's a recipe for stronger earnings per share down the line. Music to our ears as investors. Threats, geopolitical and economic risks. Management themselves flagged this in the earnings call, and it's worth repeating. With global uncertainties, think trade tensions, inflation pressures, or regional instability, their operations could face headwinds, especially given their geographic focus. This isn't just noise, it could impact client confidence and asset under management. Competitive pressure. The banking and wealth management space is cutthroat. While they've got a niche, larger players or fintech disruptors could encroach on their territory, especially if they offer lower fees or better tech. Their ability to innovate will be critical, and right now there's no clear data showing they're ahead of the curve on digital transformation. Regulatory challenges. Banks live and die by regulation, and with their international footprint, they're exposed to multiple jurisdictions. Any tightening of rules, especially around wealth management or offshore banking, could cramp their style and hit profitability. Interest rate sensitivity. Given their debt levels and the nature of their business, shifts in interest rates could squeeze margins or increase borrowing costs. While they've managed well so far, a sudden hawkish turn by central banks could be a real threat to their bottom line. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts for you long-term investors out there. The Bank of NT Butterfield & Son Limited presents a mixed bag, but honestly, there's a lot to like if you've got patience. Their financials are solid, with strong returns and cash flow, giving them a sturdy foundation to build on. The niche focus on wealth management is a double-edged sword, great for margins, but risky if regional issues flare up. Opportunities like potential M&A or operational improvements could be catalysts, but threats like geopolitical uncertainty and high debt levels mean you've got to stay vigilant. Valuation-wise, it's not a screaming buy right now, but if they keep executing on growth, the forward PE suggests there's still room for upside over the next few years. For long-term retail investors, this could be a stock to watch closely. Maybe not a core holding yet, but definitely one to revisit as they navigate these choppy waters. What do you think? Drop your take in the comments and let's keep the convo going. Don't forget to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Catch you in the next one.